Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Stephen 10 in the morning now, 7:46 here at KNSS on a Thursday morning. Three big things. Sedgwick County Health Department will randomly test 1,600 people for COVID-19. Traffic briefly blocked at 13th and Oliver in Northeast Wichita last night, but otherwise, a quiet night in the city. Peaceful demonstration in Derby aimed at better race relations. Three big things, Stephen 10 on KNSS.
We have the report of a potential traffic hazard. This is a disabled vehicle northbound ramp from 47th Street South to I-135 northbound. So watch out for a potential slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 to 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and hot today with a high of 97 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 71. Friday, sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high 98. Now partly cloudy. We have an east wind at 5 miles per hour and 74 degrees. With Vox Link, you can take your office phone home, plug it in, and you're good to go, just like you're at the office. And you could save you 35% or more on your monthly bill. Call 844-VOX-LINK. That's 844-869-5465. Vox Link. News created by artificial intelligence? It's happening.
Fox on Tech.
Journalists working for Microsoft News and MSN are being replaced by artificial intelligence. The AI will be used to pick out news and other content that's available on MSN.com. Following another round of layoffs, Microsoft said in a statement that, quote, like all companies, we evaluate our business on a regular basis. Business Insider reported the layoffs Friday that affected 50 people in the U.S. and about half as many were let go in the U.K. MSN was launched back in 1995. And Microsoft News just 2 years ago, when the company said they had 800 editors working in 50 locations around the globe. But slowly over time, Microsoft has been moving away from humans curating content and more towards AI, picking, processing, and filtering stories, even suggesting photos for human editors to pair with picked news pieces. Microsoft isn't alone using artificial intelligence for news. Google has been working on a natural language voice to read news stories to sound more human. With Fox on Tech, I'm Brett Larson, Fox News.
Stocks rallied again on Wall Street Wednesday. The S&P rose 42 points, the latest upward move in its nearly 40% surge since late March. Treasury yields strengthened in a sign of improved confidence after several reports suggested that while the U.S. economy is still getting pummeled, it may not be as bad as economists had feared. The Dow gained 527 points yesterday. The NASDAQ composite rose 74, and as we said, the S&P was up 42 points. Walmart says it has removed ammunition and firearms from displays at some of its stores out of an abundance of caution. The move is in response to protests in the wake of the killing of George Floyd that has set off sometimes violent demonstrations. The nation's largest retailer says items remain available for purchase but are being stored in a secure room. The discounter doesn't sell any firearms in many of the major urban markets experiencing issues because of looting. How about that? Walmart. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Did you hear that story a minute ago, Ted, about artificial intelligence bringing us the news? Apparently selecting from stories, making those editorial judgments.
It already happens.
The editorial.
It's just the way we're heading.
We're just, yeah. How do we know right
what
now?
What do you think Facebook is with all their logarithms? Yeah. And what do you think Google is with their logarithms? It's all happening already.
What do you think you listeners are listening to right now? I am not really a person. And Ted can tell you that, right?
No, I'm glad you're a person.
My intelligence is completely artificial.
No, that's not true.
It's alleged. It's apparently. I don't know. Artificial intelligence. What can we? You could stack up the stories and do all that, but artificial intelligence giving you the news. And they were talking about making the voice prompts sound more human. When I worked at Bright Voice, we were experimenting with that and how to do that. It was interesting.
See, you were doing that?
This was
20 years ago.
24 years ago. How do you make that voice sound more natural? Actually, we were converting text to sound.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you have to have all these sounds that a voice makes,
right,
and all that. It didn't sound like it was really a person, but it got pretty close. Anyway, speaking of artificial intelligence, one of the smartest guys we know is editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal, talking about what business insurance coverage during these difficult days, what it covers. Good morning, Bill. Nice to have you with us, sir.
Good morning, Steve and Ted.
There he goes.
Many business owners worried about looting or riot damage, concerned about insurance coverage. It appears coverage for that damage is more cut and dry than, for example, losses due to the pandemic. Generally, a policy that includes property protection for theft and vandalism should cover looting damage. ICI Insurance President Ryan Murray says most policies do not exclude damage that would come as the result of looting or a riot. AMC Theaters announcing Wednesday that the economic weight of the pandemic might be more than it can bear. The Leawood-based parent company of AMC Theaters said in a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission that decreased attendance and the lack of available films could hamper operations even after pandemic restrictions ease. AMC operates the world's largest theater chain, and that includes the North Rock 14 in Wichita. The Federal Reserve Board is dramatically expanding who can access its $500 million local government debt facility. I should say $500 billion local government debt facility. The Fed is including some airports, public transit systems, toll systems, and utilities. Governors in each state are allowed to designate two issuers in their jurisdictions to take advantage of that program. It's able to purchase debt. The cash could then be used by local governments to fund their activities through the economic damage caused by the pandemic. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Today is National Cheese Day. I know it's a day that many people look forward to.
Take a lot of pictures, you mean?
Cheese? Oh, say cheese, yeah. It's produced from, did you know that cheese is produced from pressed curds of milk?
No.
Yes. The milk can come from cows, buffalo, goats, or sheep. Temperature and aging affect the flavor and texture of the cheese, as well as spices and other seasonings added during the process. And I always ask this every year. You got a favorite cheese there, Bill?
Huh? Well, I red, white, and blue American for me. Put that on my cheeseburger and melt it down a little bit, and I'm happy.
Where are you on Swiss cheese, which has holes in it?
Huh? A Swiss cheese with a nice hot ham and cheese sandwich.
Oh, man, that's yummy.
Yeah.
And Ted is a big Greek fan.
I'm a huge cheese person.
He's a cottage cheese fan from way back, right, Ted?
Yep.
No, he's not. Ted, you don't like cottage cheese, do you?
Yeah.
See there?
Yeah.
Cottage cheese is good if you put some maple syrup on it.
Oh, you're kidding.
Wow.
That sounds awful.
That's so good.
No, salt and pepper. The more salt, the better on cottage cheese.
Huh? Ah.
No?
Ah.
You know, I was a married man to a Greek person before I ever tasted feta cheese.
Right.
And that's just a goat cheese, and it's an interesting different flavor.
Tasty.
Yeah, but it's completely different.
I love goat cheese.
Wow. Goat cheese.
Goat cheese on a pizza.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Mm. Okay. Well,
makes a salad better.
And why do they say, say cheese when you're posing for a for a shot. Why do you say that?
Huh? Well, I think it's because, you know, when you say cheese, you expose your teeth.
You naturally, so you yeah, you naturally smile. You
smiling, smile. Yeah.
Well,
got to smile when you say cheese, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, today is National Cheese Day.
Gorgonzola. Your
brie. Nice brie.
I don't like the runny cheeses.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you. And then there's a Velveeta, the cheese food.
Ugh, that's just disgusting.
7:55, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted on the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. Have the latest on protests against police brutality across the country. Ted has sports, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll see how sports are progressing and getting back on the field during the pandemic.
Plus, entertainment news coming up.
Yes, 8:35 this morning. We'll get you caught up on your entertainment news, all you need to know.
A blur is on the way, and traffic and weather coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, right here, Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.